Jonna Van Dyke with the Washington Traffic Safety Commission says even drivers who should know better often feel compelled to respond to a text thinking maybe it's my boss or my kid or...
Is this person going to think I'm mad at them because I'm not texting them right back?
To which Van Dyke has this reminder. Typing into a phone or iPad while you're driving increases your risk of crashing by 24 times.
You know, you think about why that is. Well, you're taking your eyes off the road. You're taking your mind off your driving or the road ahead of you. And you're also taking at least one hand off the wheel, and in some cases, two hands off the wheel.
The state, which has applied for and is likely to get federal transportation dollars to pay for an anti-texting campaign, plans to use the same click-it-or-ticket kind of messages it uses to encourage you to buckle up in the car. In other words, it's the law. If you text, you could get a fine. One problem Washington faces, though, is that whether it's the first or 100th offense, the fine for texting remains at $124. The federal government is pushing states to increase penalties. In fact, to get federal money for an anti-texting campaign in the future, it's something Washington will have to do. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.